Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion to determine how you and your family can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And, of course, we do have our celebration of the day for Ron Siegel Radio. For this lovely day, National Butterscotch Pudding Day. I don't know about that one. That's it. Well, you know, so we've got to celebrate. So we are going to celebrate with that one. I don't know. That one's just not real exciting to me. I don't know about you. But it is. I think I heard them say that it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Dow Jones Industrial Average today up 106 points as I speak to you. Oil up 90 cents per barrel. Yes, indeed. We are looking at interesting. We're going to chat about this today a little bit, that we're looking at the national average of oil, $2.20.6 a gallon, $2.75.5 per gallon here in the state of confusion. There are some areas that are in the southeast. From that pipe break, maybe starting to catch up here in the state of confusion, although we like to just do it to ourselves. Ours has nothing to do with the refinery fire in Torrance, again, ExxonMobil refinery issue. Ours just happens to be that the state of California likes to charge the people way too much money so they can do absolutely nothing with it. I am looking at a report. It's amazing how we continually do the same things over and over and over again, hoping for a new and different result. It just baffles me how we can continue to do the same, I'm going to say it, the same stupid things, elect the same idiots going into Washington, or into Sacramento, I'm sorry, well, Washington too, but Sacramento in this case, to continue doing things that will solve no problems. And here's the issue that I'm referring to. I was out in the Coachella Valley last week, and I heard a thing from the loon Tom Steyer really thanking the local assembly people in the Coachella Valley for voting in and extending this Proposition 32. Do you remember Proposition 32? We talked about it on Ron Siegel Radio in the past. It's basically a method for the state to charge us extra money for gas. All it is a waste of your money, a waste of tax dollars, bringing in money for, they call it cap and trade. Now, it doesn't matter to me whether you believe that we as mere mortals can control what happens with the ozone layer and all the environmental changes and temperature. As mere mortals, if you want us to believe that we have a voice in that we can answer that, that's all well and good. It's your decision. But I'm going to share with you, let's think about this side of it, though. This is another aspect of it. That think about this. Because we are such a small piece of the puzzle, very, very small piece of the puzzle, when we look at the issue of global warming, California affects maybe, not even quite 1% of the global the carbon footprint, less than 1%. So if we were to get rid of every single bit of our carbon and tax our people the absolute most money we possibly could, we're still going to have no effect. So the people in Sacramento that vote for these things, all they're really doing is trying to say, hey, I'm an egotistical, and I think that I can charge the citizens of the state of California more money, absolutely no effect, accomplish absolutely nothing, while we avoid dealing with some of the real issues that we have in the state of California. Think about that. I mean, in the state of California, we've got unfunded pension liabilities. Millions, maybe billions of dollars in unfunded pension liability, yet we're worried about taxing our people for global warming that we have less than 1% effect on here in the state of California. We are not that important. Sorry about that, Sacramento. Yet we're paying 42 cents a gallon in gas taxes right here in the state of confusion. 42 cents a gallon. New York has almost 46. Hawaii pays 45. but we're paying 42 cents a gallon in our gas taxes for something that we cannot control. No matter what we do, we are not going to control it. Now, what if we take that same money, put it toward, now if we have to charge our citizens that much more money, but take the same amount of money and start paying off some of the unfunded liabilities that our elected officials in Sacramento burden us with. Oh, that's not a novel idea. Take care of paying for the liabilities instead of trying to go and do something that has that we have no effect on, that we cannot deal with. Here's the exact number. California's contribution to greenhouse gas emissions is approximately 1% of the worldwide total. 1%. So going and taxing us this much more for and who pays the tax? I mean, Mr. Steyer claims to be a man of the people.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, he's a man of the people. Yeah, just like some of the Hollywood elites are. He doesn't care about the people. He cares about his own agenda. That's all he cares about. What if we were to take the same amount of money and put it toward some of these liabilities that are already burdened with, that are we're just pass along to our kids, instead of saying the people that are need the most. Now, think about this concept. We're paying 40, I just told you, I looked it up for you, 42.35 cents per gallon, of, or cents a gallon is the taxes we pay in California, 42.5. Do you think that affecting the people like Mr. Steyer, who probably is driving around in a Tesla for $100,000? Do you think it's affecting, and even if it did, when he spends $100 million to try and get his liberal agenda pushed through, do you think that really matters, $100 million on advertising? Does 42.35 cents matter to him? No. Does it matter to the person who is struggling, making minimum wage, hoping that we get an increase to $15 an hour, that might, and hoping that that doesn't cost them their job? Do you think it affects them more, that 42 cents a gallon? Because they're probably buying 20, 30 gallons of gas every week so they can get to and from work to take their kids to Little League and to school and to Pop Warner if they can afford that. Whatever, the go into the grocery store, 42 cents. That's meaningful to those folks, to the people that are the working class people, where it's probably not as meaningful to Mr. Steyer and the elites in Sacramento who are pushing this on you and me, so that we can affect 1% of the carbon emissions in the world. 1%. Unbelievable how they continue to do this, and we keep voting for the same agenda. So don't get mad when you see these, that we're paying more than most states. We are the second highest state in gas prices. Don't get upset and then go and vote for the same people over again, because you're the one voting for it. You're the one that decided, hey, I don't mind paying extra money. It's worth it to me so that I can say that I voted on the same side as the elite in Hollywood, the rich and famous, because they really, they talk about caring about the people, but do they? Speaking about caring of the people, we've got to give a round of applause. James Woods boycotting the NFL over the refusal to stand for the national anthem. Glad to see that James Woods, and I agree with him. I have no desire to have anything to do with any team that employs. This is, it's a First Amendment right in both directions. The players have the right to express themselves. The teams have the right to express themselves. Player doesn't want to stand for the national anthem. Team has the right to say, don't come on the field. Stay home. We're gonna, until you decide that you want to be a part of an organization, a part of a country. Maybe they want to go to a different country. I mean, look what's going on right now because of the policies that we have in our country, in New York and in New Jersey. Unbelievable, yet we continue going the same direction. Kaepernick, you know something? I guess he was able to take a knee the entire game because he didn't get off the friggin' bench over there. Yes, I said friggin', sorry. But Kaepernick, unbelievable. Glad to see that you know, I don't wish ill anybody, but I certainly do not want to see him have any playing time in the NFL, go get another job. Find something else to do where you can – maybe you can make some good – and maybe you can go to the suburbs of Washington, D.C. and see if you can change some people's minds there and get them doing what you want them to do. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I had a very interesting conversation the end of last week with a listener thinking about converting to a 20-year mortgage, increasing his payments a little bit, and getting his home paid off versus what we share with you, keeping that money and investing it in some of the right assets and asset classes that we share with you on Ron Siegel Radio. So we're going to talk in depth about that. Actually, believe it or not, he may be listening even this morning. So we're going to maybe he'll hear what we have to say. Maybe he'll come up and think that maybe we've done a little bit of homework on this and it might be in his best interest to alter his thinking. We'll talk about it. Don't underestimate the importance of using an agent while selling your home. Tips on avoiding reverse mortgage scams. I hate it when we talk about some of these issues where people are scamming our seniors. It's talk about the lowlifes of the world. If somebody's out there scamming a senior, what do you think about them? I can tell you what I'd like to do with them. And six common mistakes people make with their student loans, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio in time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the realist professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your real estate. Yes, believe it or not, I mean, I hear this all the time. I can go online, Ron, and I can get that, and Zillow and Trulia and all these places, they have it. Well, yeah, they do have it, but it's not really accurate. And there was some documentation, I believe it was, I don't remember which way it was, the owner or the CEO of Zillow sold his own property, and the Zestimate and the sale price were about $700,000 off, almost, that's about 40% off. Serious numbers. Think about your property. If it's off by 40%, if you've got a $400,000 house, that would be $160,000 difference. Would you want somebody telling you your house is worth $240,000 when it's worth $400,000? That's why we talk about the Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, P-E-A-R. And I suggest don't underestimate the importance of using an agent when selling your home. When a homeowner decides to sell their house, they obviously want the best possible price, the least amount of hassles. However, for the vast majority of sellers, the most important result is to actually get the home sold. In order to accomplish all these three goals, a seller should realize the importance of using a real estate professional. We realize that technology has changed the purchaser's behavior during the home buying process. For the past 3 years, 92% of all buyers have used the internet in their home search, according to the National Association of Realtors. Most recent, it was in their profile of home buyers and sellers. The report also revealed that 95% of buyers that use the internet when searching for a home purchased their home through a real estate agent or broker, or from a builder or builder's agent. Only 2% purchased their home directly from a seller whom they did not know. Think about that. So if you're putting a for sale by owner sign out front, you've got 2% of the population is willing to buy from you. 98% will not. 98% are not going to, statistically, are not going to buy from you. Buyers search for a home online, but then depend on an agent to find the actual home they will buy, 53%, to negotiate the terms of the sale and price, 40%, or to help understand the process, 60%. The plethora of information now available has resulted in an increase in the percentage of buyers that reach out to real estate professionals to connect the dots. Have you ever heard us talk about connecting the dots here on Ron Siegel Radio? This is obvious as the percentage of overall buyers who use an agent to buy their home has steadily increased from 69% in 2001. Bottom line, if you're thinking of selling your home, don't underestimate the role of a real estate professional can play in the process. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So here's the scenario. I want to lay this out for you and chat with you. Make sure you understand where we're coming from. And this is an issue that many, many millennials are dealing with right now. They look and they say, you know something, I did what my parents told me back in 2004, 2005. I bought a house. I consider a house. I bought a home because it could be a single family residence. It could be a condo, whatever that structure is that you're living in. But I did what my folks told me. I bought that property, so I'm not paying rent. And now I look and say, you know something, here we are 10, 12, 15 years later, and I'm really no better off. I bought the property. It was at that time, basically, it was at the top of the market. Market took a big nosedive, hasn't come back completely yet. I'm still paying too much for the property. I haven't been able to get my mortgage reduced because of the different loan programs that were available at the time. So I'm on a negative. Now I've gone and I've saved money again. I bought a new house again. And I'm looking and saying, maybe I should just pay off that property and not worry about, you know, using that property as an investment. And that's the thought process that we're hearing now from quite a few millennials. And I want to chat with you about that right now. And I'm going to give you a scenario, and I'll put a name to it. Mr. T, he bought a new condo for his family. In 2015, he paid for that condo. He paid $450,000. He got a loan for $417,000. It was a 30-year fixed rate loan at 4.5%, covers to mortgage insurance in there as well because he didn't have the 20% to put down. I commend him for buying that, but he paid $417,000 for it. That was 1 year ago, roughly. And I don't have the exact dates. I probably could look up the exact dates because he did share that with me. But we're looking at roughly 1 year ago that the purchase was made. Looked up the value on some of the different private valuation models, and the property value is probably right around $495,000 to $500,000 right now. $495,000 to $500,000 is the value of the property at this time. So in the time period that he's gone through this whole process, he's made $40,000 on that property. $40,000 is the appreciation on that property. I would suggest that not a bad amount of money to make. I mean, how many people do you know that don't make that kind of money in their investments? But we're looking at $40,000 in appreciation in that time period. I'd say that's pretty good to me, but not everybody's thrilled with that. 4.5%. And I'm looking at 4.5%. I took out the taxes and the insurance, because that's going to be a steady, regardless of what he does, the taxes and insurance are going to be a steady number. So let's not even make the numbers any bigger than they are, because big numbers just confuse me. I'm a very, very simple person. He's got the income to cover what he's doing. So that's, we'll take that out of the equation as well, because we want to muddy that water any more than we are either. So let's continue with our analysis here and where we're heading with this. Now, we had a conversation over the weekend, and the conversation was basically, I think that I'm going to go with can I do a 20-year fixed rate loan, and save a little bit on the mortgage insurance, which maybe or maybe not, we can make that happen. We'll chat about that as well, but we're going to look at saving some mortgage insurance, increasing the payment. Yeah, increasing the payment. And again, that's not a problem. We have people do that all the time. And there's a lot of benefits. You just have to understand what you're looking at, what you're doing there. And pay off the property in 20 years. So here's where the numbers look like in doing that. And we're not going to get to all of it in this segment. We're going to continue talking about that. Look at the process here. Okay, so a $417,000 loan at 4.5% interest has a payment of $2,113, rounded off, $2,113. Now, if he wanted, because of his credit scores right now, that loan could be restructured a little bit. Again, not having to take any money out of the property, not, you know, just covering. And again, our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, they're really good. They'll take care of all of the lender fees. They'll absorb lender fees. They don't charge any lender fees. There are third-party fees, the appraiser, the title, the escrow. Those people all have to get paid, but there's not going to be any lender fees in there. So let's think about this. What are the options here? So what if we go with just a straight new loan at $417,000, and instead of having that $2,113 payment on a 30-year loan, he could go through and he could change. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how much money is he going to save just by restructuring the loan, and what could he do with it? We'll talk about it. We're going to also chat a little bit about tips on avoiding reverse mortgage scams and some common mistakes people make with their student loans. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, they have these solutions for you. You just need to make the phone call. Go over to the site, take a look, top left button. I think that's the annual plan. The top center button is a monthly plan. And our friends over at Gold Star, if you need to get a mortgage, you need to get your credit repaired in advance of the mortgage, just tell them that you're going and getting signed up with Credit Sanitizer, and they'll do what they can to see about getting you a lender credit when you refinance with them or when you buy a home with them, following doing the work on your credit report. Just a little tool that they have. They want to make things good and easy for you, for your family, and we've put together a nice cooperative package between the two companies to help you out. Tips to avoid on a reverse mortgage, or tips on avoiding reverse mortgage scams. Oh, this drives me nuts. It does every time we talk about it anyway. The concept of those people that love to go out and just scam our seniors. And it's really a shame that they have nothing better in their life to do. Scamming anybody is bad. Scamming seniors, just taking advantage. And a lot of them are to the point where they might not have the cognitive issue. They're a little bit slower. They're not used to some of the newest scams that are on the market. So we're going to give you some ideas. Number one, don't wait until you're desperate to get a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage is not really – it's not, the benefit of it is not for desperation. The benefit of it is really – well, for those that are desperate, yeah, it works. But here's the idea. It's a financial planning tool. If you get the reverse mortgage before you need it, when you need it, it costs less money because you don't have the need. There's a yin and yang with shopping around. That's one of them. Because you might shop around. The first person you go to may be somebody that's honest. I'll refer you to Jay Kaplan because I know he is. But then you go to somebody else and they make it sound a little bit different and a little bit sweeter. You go to them and you find out that they just scammed you. Not necessarily beneficial for shopping around. You go to Jay, you get your counseling done. You get the mortgage they want, the reverse mortgage, even if it's just a line of credit that you're not taking money on, so it doesn't cost you hardly anything. But then if and when you need it, it's there, and it protects the equity in your property. Avoid purchasing other investments from your lender. You know, the FINRA doesn't like the idea of people taking out any sort of a lien, a mortgage, either reverse mortgage or forward mortgage, and any new investments. Because so many people put them into bad investments. That's why. Now, if you're putting them into one of the investments that we've talked to you about with Al Manfrey, where you don't have the risk of loss, where it's insured from loss. Yeah, there's always a little risk if you do anything other than treasuries. But for the most part, I mean, we've never had a AAA-rated insurance company that didn't pay in our country. So will it happen in the future? I don't know, but it hasn't happened in the past. Get that good, safe, secure, high yield with the tax benefits. Use caution when lenders tell you to get repairs. If you don't trust the lender, number one, don't do business with somebody you don't trust. But when they're telling you to get repairs, see if it makes sense to you. Just does it pass the smell test? Is it logical? You have to have your home in good repair to get a reverse mortgage or any mortgage. There is a health and safety issue when the appraiser comes in, and he's going to check whether the property is safe for living in, safe for inhabiting. So be careful there. But if they're talking to you about getting a reverse mortgage to go and repaint and put in new walls or remodel, yeah, that might not be such a good idea. You might want to give me a call and let's chat about it. Steer clear of high-pressure sales tactics always. If they're nagging you, they're calling you at somebody that's just getting a reverse mortgage. They said they get a call from the people on TV twice a week. Yeah, that's high pressure. You don't need that. It's got to be something that's right for you, and it only should be done when you are comfortable. And attend the closing in person. Get a reverse mortgage. It's a relatively large potential life-changing decision. You'll want to be as present as possible through the process. Be sure to attend that closing and make sure you have everything you need and you're comfortable before it happens. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So we've been chatting this morning about Mr. T and his young family and the concept there of 20-year mortgage, 30-year mortgage, which one's better, where do you put – see, look at it. Here's the idea. A mortgage of any sort is an investment, especially here in California. In some areas, it's not an investment. Some areas, you buy a house for $150,000 today, 20 years later, you might get $150,000 for it. In California, for the most part, our properties appreciate 4 to 5% every single year. Now, are there down years? Yes. Are there years that are greater than 4 or 5? Yes. But if you look at a long-term scale, you're going to be looking at 4 to 5% per year. Those folks 30-40% in 2009-2010, they're still working on getting that money back. They haven't got there yet. But that's where the issue starts off with. You just got to be careful. I mean, it is a big issue, and you know, we want to get you the proper numbers. So we were talking about that 20 year process. The idea here is if you get a 20-year loan on that four, let's just recap just a little bit. We currently have a $417,000 loan. We bought the property for $491,000 we bought it for $450,000 a year ago. It's now worth $495,000. So we've made about $45,000 in a year in appreciation if we were to sell today. Who knows what it'll be when we sell it, but $45,000. Now, what we're looking at here is currently we've got a 30-year fixed rate loan at 4.5%, paying $2,113 a month. We could restructure that into a new loan that's at $2,005 a month, saving about $100 a month, $115 a month. But the question came is, how about doing a 20-year loan and increasing the payment to $2,400, but will be paid off in 20 years? So we went and did a little bit of research here because I am not a proponent of paying off your mortgage, paying off your real estate. I don't believe it's in your best interest. So I look at it and say, what if we don't do that? What if we take that same $400 a month and put it into one of the investment vehicles that Al Manfrey tells us about? Well, think about this. If you put it into that investment vehicle over the next 30 years, so think about the concept. Over 30 years, you will have that existing mortgage paid off. So you're going to have a property that at that time, who knows what it's going to be worth, but we can speculate that it's going to continue to appreciate. The properties do that, especially here in Southern California. Gained $45,000, almost 10% in the 1 year since purchase time. Would I expect that's going to happen every year? No. Could it? Yeah, it could, but I wouldn't expect it. I wouldn't want you to expect it. But what I do want to look at is say, what if? That's always the big issue, is the what if. You say, what if it doesn't? But what if it does? What if we get the numbers that we really want to be getting here? And what if we do accomplish what we say we're going to accomplish, what we think we can accomplish? What if? So we have a piece of property that's paid off. We've got that property that's been appreciating for all these years. And I'm just going to say, what if that property, it was a $417,000 property and grows at, 5% per year. Well, in 30 years, that property is going to be worth $1,000,001. $1,000,001. Okay, so the value in 30 years is $1,000,001 for the property, and it's paid off. Now, if you had a 20-year mortgage, it's still going to be $1,000,001 in 30 years. That's not going to change anything. You won't be putting away that $4 a month. And $400 a month, same 30-year time period, grows to $596,000. $596,000 at the end of 30 years. So you've got $1,000,001 property, and you've got $600,000. So you've got $1,700,000 net worth. $1,700,000 in net worth at that time. Now, think about this, because your house is paid off, and Mr. T already has a pension plan from his existing employer. But think about this other part of the process. If you've got $596,000 growing every year, so you're never, ever going to run out of money, but what if you take 5% out each year, so it grows faster than your distribution, but it gives you another $2,500 a month of retirement income above and beyond what you already have. $2,500 a month retirement income above and beyond what you already have. Would that be such a bad thing? And we'll talk more about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron's Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about some common mistakes people make with their student loans. And we'll continue our conversation on this financial planning through mortgage planning. People don't think about a mortgage as part of their financial plan, but it's the biggest piece. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, first home, bigger home, smaller home, or just a debt reconsolidation loan or debt consolidation loan, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage Loans. We've talked about some of these in the past, but we're going to chat about them. It's a big, big issue, so we'd like to talk about them on a regular basis. Number one, failing to consider income-driven repayment plans. When it comes to government-backed student loans, many people stick with a standard repayment plan. The default option requires the borrower to make fixed monthly payments for up to 10 years, an approach that often minimizes the interest the borrower will pay over the life of the loan in comparison to other payment plans, but maximizes monthly payments. They also offer the possibility of loan forgiveness after a number of years of on-time payments, 10 to 25 years. Number two, failing to understand the loans. There are two basic types of student loans, federal and private. Interest rates on federal loans are set annually by a formula based on the yield of the 10-year treasury note. With private loans, banks set interest rates using a borrower's credit history. Number three, failing to research student loan forgiveness programs. Big mistake. Some employers, including the U.S. military, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Fidelity Investments, contribute to employees' student loan programs. Borrowers with federal loans who use income-driven repayment plans may also receive partial loan forgiveness. Number four, prioritizing student loans at the expense of retirement savings. In a push to become debt-free, many borrowers prioritize paying off their student loans over saving for retirement. That is a mistake. A recent report from Morningstar found that someone with a starting salary of $50,000 who pays off a $20,000 student loan ahead of schedule but skimps on retirement savings by contributing only enough to an employer-sponsored 401k to receive half the employer's 3% matching contribution will end up with a net worth at age 65 that's $150,000 below where it should be. Interesting. Number five, automatically refinancing or consolidating. If people with student loans have private loans with high interest rates, they should look into refinancing. Online lenders, including Social Finance, Inc., Common Bond, Inc., and First Republic Bank, frequently offer attractive deals to those with healthy credit scores and good prospects for future earnings, among other factors. And number six is a pretty simple one, failing to automate payments. It's really simple to automate payments nowadays. I wonder why more people are not doing it, but we still see that is an easy thing. Automate the payments so that they just go out and they're scheduled so you don't have to worry about them and you don't have to worry about that little bit of tardiness that can get you in some serious trouble. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So we are continuing our conversation about Mr. T and his situation where contemplating a $417,000 refinance into a 20-year loan so that he can, it's going to cost him an extra $400 per month in payments, and he's not going to get value for that. Yes, I understand that at the end of the time period, he's going to save 10 years worth of payments. So you're going to have 120 payments of, let's say, $2,400. Or actually, you'd have to use 2113. So if you put 120 payments times 2113, you're going to end up with $253,000 in saved interest at the expense of $596,000 of savings, of $596,000. Now, a couple of caveats here. You got to use the right product for this kind of a savings plan or for this kind of an investment plan. You don't want something that's risky. So we show you how to accomplish that. Al Manfrey has the tools. Al Manfrey has the products. So you can do that. You got to just give him a call. I'll put you in touch with him. I do not sell them. I do not benefit if you buy it or not. That's your benefit. I just understand the product. I've started offering them to people when I was in my days at Merrill Lynch back in the 90s. So I understand the product very well. It's just a matter of understanding that you get zero equity or zero appreciation on home equity. It is the absolute worst investment you can possibly make because now, owning real estate is not bad. Owning real estate is great. But having that equity there and doing nothing for you is not great. I just demonstrated to you that you're going to save $290,000 over the life of this process, $290,000 at the expense of $596,000. So why would you want to do something like that? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And that's what we talk about on a regular basis is how do you deal with those issues? Why would you want to do that, you know, that whole process? So it's $288,000 in payments that are saved at the expense of getting, so what's that, $300,000 you lose? It's going to cost $300,000. Now you tell me, I mean, and Mr. T is a working man. His wife is a working lady. Doing the right things, got a pension plan, got young kids, rainy day funds, money set aside. He's got another piece of property that's rented, albeit that it was one of those that we talked about earlier that is in the in the area where people have a challenge. Now, what's the worst case here in this scenario for Mr. T? So property does not go up in value to $1.1 million, and he doesn't end up with a net worth in 30 years of $1.7 million through this process. What if it's only $800,000? What if it's only $1 million? Is that a bad thing that you've got a property that's appreciating while you've got a growth fund that is appreciating? And, oh, by the way, if something happens to you along the way, you've got some insurance in there that'll help your family out. Think about that concept. That's where some of these numbers that when I hear people say, I want to pay off my house. Okay, here's the option, because what I'm going to suggest along the way to Mr. T, and I do this with people all the time, is 10 years from now, 5 years from now, when it makes sense, we restructure that loan again and take out as much equity as we possibly can to put into these same 8% yielding vehicles. Now, will it yield 8% going forward? I don't know. Can't promise it, can't guarantee it. It is an insured product, so it should not lose any money. The insurance companies have never gone out of business. AAA rated insurance companies haven't gone out of business in our country yet, so I would not foresee it to happen. But, you know, I didn't foresee 9/11, right? So things do happen. But we did see at that time period, or in 2009, that the government did not allow insurance companies to go out of business. They backstopped them there. So that's the concept that we want you to understand, that could it happen? Yes. Is it likely? No. But it could. So we're going to say that 8%. What if you could put more money into that 8% vehicle? Doing it right, you also borrow the money at the time when you want it, the distribution time. So you're not going and paying taxes because it is a loan. Okay, that's a good deal as well. So where is the downside? The liquidity. That's a big issue. People don't think about, you know, no one's ever made a reservation for when they're gonna have a health problem. But what about the liquidity issues? Think about that. If something happens, you could have a problem, because, you know, here's the issue. You could have a problem. It's pretty bad when you lose your train of thought. Yeah, that's right. I didn't even plan this. But what if there is a health issue? What if you have a cognitive issue and you need money and you're not working? Do you think you can get that $1.1 million out of your house at that point in time? No, you can't. You're not going to get the money out because you got a problem. There's no job. That's how you're paying for everything, is by your job. So if you're not working and the money's tied up there, how do you get it? Well, you got to sell your house. Is that really what you want to do? Or you have this side fund that's throwing off $30,000 a year that can make the payments for you. Think about that concept. Think about that strength for your family. Think about that security for your family. Yeah, I know they got the pension, and if you get hurt or disabled, maybe that pension is going to kick in. But is it going to kick in strategically the way you want it to kick in? Or have you got enough years in place for it yet? You got the years if it's all your money and your control and you make the rules and nobody else is setting the rules for you. That's the issues. That's what we're talking about. Let's chat further. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime to meet any of our guests. Call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.